Prayer against distractions. Heavenly Father, I come to your throne of grace, Lord Father. As I submit this listener into your mighty hands, Lord Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, there will be liberation the moment I start praying this prayer, Lord Father. Lord, I thank you, Lord Father, for you are all-knowing, Lord Father. You know our everything about us, O Lord Father. Thank you, Lord, in this world when we have confused and we are misguided by a lot of things, Lord Father. Thank you, Lord, that your presence is there once again, Lord Father, to intervene and set us back on track, O Lord Father. Lord, at this moment, I pray, Lord Father, for this listener who's probably distracted because of the weight of the world or the things of the world, Lord Father. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, that every distraction will be gone. Lord, I pray that they will be focused and aligned to your call, to your will, and to the goal which they are aiming to achieve, O Lord Father. Thank you, Lord, that every person who is listening here, Lord Father, they will be able to achieve their goals which you set for them, Lord Father. Both in their personal life, in their professional life, in their spiritual life, Lord Father, in every aspect, Lord Father, in every aspect, which all goals that they have to achieve, Lord Father, I pray all those goals will be achieved, Lord Father. I come against every distraction of the enemy, every mechanism of the enemy, Lord, which is coming in different forms, Lord Father, either through the media or through people or through evil external influences or through demonic attacks or through self-doubt or through a lot of confusion and condemnation from people, Lord Father. I declare and decree in the mighty name of Jesus that this listener will be free by the blood of the Lamb, O Lord Father. I thank you, Lord, because when you come into our situations, Lord Father, there is freedom, there is liberation, there is clarity, Lord Father. Because when we look to you, Lord Father, we cannot be put to shame, Lord Father, because you are a God who walks with us every single day of our life, O Lord Father. And when we look to you, Lord Father, there is always a solution, Lord Father. When we look to you, Lord Father, we cannot be clueless, because you are the answer, Lord Father. You are the answer to your people, Lord Father. Lord, when Israel called out to you, Lord Father, you answered, O Lord Father. When your servants called out to you, Lord Father, you answered, Lord Father. And we know as your children, when we call out to you, Lord Father, that you will listen, Lord Father. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that this listener, Lord Father, will be free from their distractions, Lord Father, that there will be lightness in their spirit, Lord Father, that every weight of the enemy on their life coming in the form of distraction, I pray that it will be gone in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray, Lord Father, that they will have a shift in their life, Lord Father. There will be a movement of freedom and a mighty release in their life, O Lord Father. And I pray, Lord Father, that every person will have clarity because your presence is with them, O Lord Father. I pray, Lord, help them to incline their heart, their mind, their complete being to your voice and to your word, O Lord Father. And I pray, Lord Father, that they will be given your divine guidance and your direction, Lord Father, to move forward, Lord Father, because we need you, Lord Father. We need you to have that focus, Lord Father. We need you so that we can beat all the distractions, Lord Father. We need your presence to help us and to propel us to achieve our goals, oh Lord Father. I thank you, Lord, that you listen to this prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.